بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had commenced with Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the surah with his praise, and thereafter a few proofs of the oneness and of the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved that He is the being that is worthy of worship. And we had mentioned that Allah is the creator of the skies and the earth. Allah created darkness. Allah created light. Allah is the one who created insan. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now discusses the rejection, the takdeeb of the disbelievers, that despite seeing all of these signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the proofs of His oneness, of His greatness being mentioned to them, yet, due to their pride, due to their arrogance, or due to their stubbornness, they refuse to accept the message of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and they refuse to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So here Allah says, وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. That no sign from the signs of their Lord come to them, except that they turn away from it. So this is also consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite the proofs and the signs being so clear, whatever sign is given to these people, they're going to turn away. So don't let this bother you, that I am giving them proofs and I am showing them miracles and they are not accepting. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to them, they're going to turn away. This is their nature. And they are not going to accept. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Indeed, they have belied, they have rejected al-haq. Al-haq here, according to most Mufassireen, refers to the Qur'an itself. So they have rejected, they have belied the truth. In other words, the Qur'an, when it came to them. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Allah then says, soon the true information or the truth of that which they used to mock at will come to them. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, then they will realize that the Qur'an was true and the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam were truthful. And all these proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were in reality a sign of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ. And here to prove, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that it is not difficult for Allah to destroy these people. Allah says, did they not see how many generations before them we had destroyed? مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ. Who we had established, who we had set up in this world, such that we didn't even establish you in this way. In other words, we had given them so much of this world. So Allah says that the Quraysh, one is the favors Allah had given to them, but the generations, the nations of the past, we had established them, we had set them up in this world, in such a way that we had given them everything, yet we still destroyed them. وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا. To show how much Allah had given them in this world, Allah says we would send the sky upon them. In other words, we would send rain upon them in torrents. So they had nothing that was short as far as the things of this world were concerned. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ. We even made rivers flow beneath them. In other words, they had crops, they had rain, there was no drought. They had everything of this world. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah says we destroyed them because of their sins. وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. And we brought other people in their place, or after them we brought others. So this is a warning to the Quraysh, to the people of Makkah, that if you will make takdeeb, you will belie, you will reject Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will not accept the Quran, then don't think you should not become complacent or feel as though you are safe, because you have wealth or you have property or you have some status in this world, because there were people before you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed. So again, as we had explained yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displaying His might, His power, that no group of people who disobey Allah, who break His commands, who go against the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, no matter how, or outwardly, no matter what resources they may have, no matter how well established they may be, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing that it will just take one command and Allah can destroy them completely, and it is very easy for Allah to then replace them and bring another group, another nation, or another community in their place. And as we mentioned yesterday also, that these verses continue to give us solace, give us consolation, especially in today's time, that many a times we find the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being oppressed, or going through difficulty, and it seems as though the oppressors or those who are the enemies of Islam have the upper hand all the time, or majority of the time. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing it is just temporary. Outwardly in this world they may seem to have the upper hand, but their time will come. Time for their destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is there. Allah's might is there. The taqdeer, the decree, the predestination of Allah has to play out. When Allah decrees it and how Allah decrees it, we do not know. But from here we understand that when Allah will decree it, then He will destroy these people, and very easily He will replace them so that the deen of Islam will prevail. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.